Governor Rick Scott told reporters at the State Emergency Operations Center the biggest push underway is to get the power on.
I know we have over 30,000 linemen here and people that clean up debris for them, and along with the people that already work at our companies.
The state also needs the ports fully operational to deliver fuel.
Especially Port Tampa Bay and Port Everglades. We got to get the fuel back. So we've got tankers ready to come in as long as those ports get open. We have some fuel there, so we're trying to get that out. We're doing escorts out of these ports to the gas stations. On top of that, the gas stations got to get their power up.
Heavy traffic on highways and interstates in some areas is slowing the utility and fuel trucks. Tolls across the state have been suspended. The National Guard says 16 aircraft are delivering supplies. And Scott says the Department of Transportation is inspecting bridges, trying to get traffic to the Keys flowing again.
The Keys is hurting. They're out of water. Sewer system's not been working, but they're working hard to get the power back up and get all the services down there.
16 Florida counties are covered under a major disaster declaration. They include Miami-Dade, Monroe, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. That means individuals will be able to get assistance from the federal government. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.